This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Exploding devices in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, killed at least 70 people, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. That includes two Hezbollah leaders. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Israel's military says two Hezbollah leaders were among those killed in an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb. Officials raised a death toll from the attack to 37, including seven women and three children. Dozens were injured. The rare strike hit an apartment block in a densely populated South Beirut neighborhood on Friday afternoon during rush hour. Hezbollah says 15 of its operatives were killed by Israeli forces. An Israeli army spokesperson says 16 Hezbollah fighters died in the strike. Since the Friday attack, Israel and Hezbollah have continued to trade fire. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Saturday said he still sees a path to a ceasefire in Gaza, but that the U.S. is, quote, not at a point right now where we're prepared to put something on the table, end quote. Some 53 people have been killed and 51 others are missing since rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel began clashing on September 9th, local authorities said on Friday. Diane Toh reports.
Sinaloa's governor said more than 40 people have been arrested in recent days, including Fernando Perez Medina, known as El Pi, the alleged security chief for one of the sons of the jailed former Sinaloa kingpin known as El Chapo, who now leads the Los Chapitos faction. The trigger for the conflict between the two most powerful factions of the Sinaloa drug syndicate dates back to July. That's when Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who allegedly co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, was arrested in the United States. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said that the United States was